money.
It's been pretty crazy after the election when it comes to mortgage interest rates. That's what I do full time as a mortgage professional. Sometimes I bring in during Money Chat something in my arena, sometimes in other arenas regarding financing. But today I thought it would be appropriate to talk about mortgage interest rates and how they work, why they're moving, and what they're based on. So if you watch the Fannie Mae 30-year bond, you'll notice that it's dropped over 200 basis points very quickly since the election. Now, mortgage rates follow the bond market and based on the Fannie Mae 30-year bond, similar to corporate bonds, mortgage-backed bonds trade all day, every day, and mortgage rates will follow based on how the bond market's trading. In general, as the price of the mortgage-backed bonds change, so will today's interest rates. That applies to conventional mortgages backed by Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, bonds for FHA, VA, and USDA backed by Ginnie Mae and Ginnie Mae mortgage bonds. Now, the price of mortgage bond is based by supply and demand. So Wall Street's demand for mortgage bond increases, all things equal, mortgage bond prices rise. Mortgage rates move in the opposite direction of mortgage bond prices. So if they're trading higher, mortgage rates drop. If they're trading lower, mortgage rates will increase. Demand for mortgage bonds can change for multiple reasons, and most common is the risk avoidance, because most mortgage-backed bonds are guaranteed by the U.S. government. They're considered extra safe and unlikely to default. So during periods of economic uncertainty, mortgage bonds tend to be in a higher demand, which means that the mortgage interest rates are going to go down. So if mortgage bonds are trading at a higher price, mortgage rates will decrease. Mortgage bonds are trading at a lower price, mortgage interest rates are going to go up. So we've seen the bond market drop, the Fannie Mae 30-year bond market drop very quickly, which means that we've seen interest rates go up. So here's the thing that you may not realize is that it shows that there's consumer confidence. When mortgage bonds are trading at a lower price, that shows consumer confidence. Now, why is that? Because they're pulling investors are pulling out of the bond market and they're going in for a higher return, which would be the stock market. That means that they have confidence in what's happening in the economy. Now, when consumer confidence is down or there's economic news that's being released in a negative, then investors get concerned and worried. They pull out of the stock market. They go back into the bond market, safer return, even though it's a lower return. So with everything that's happened, it's still showing that we have consumer confidence. Now, there's some confusion sometimes in how mortgage rates work, and this is how they don't work. Aside from loan level pricing adjustments, there are no other direct forces on the U.S. rate. So for an example, it's commonly said that you'll hear today's interest rates follow the path of the 10-year Treasury note, which is another government-backed insurer. This is not true. Over the course of years, mortgage rates and the 10-year Treasury note will track together. Usually you'll see them track similar, but not all the time. There's plenty of days on which mortgage bonds and the Treasury notes are different. So if you're following what mortgage rates are doing, you're not following the 10-year Treasury, but instead you're following the Fannie Mae 30-year bond. Now, the Fed funds rate is also not linked to mortgage interest rates. Another myth out there. You hear that the Feds are increasing the Fed rate, which means that mortgage rates are going up. Not true, because they're falling again the Fannie Mae 30. Sometimes it may, but not all the time. So the Fed fund rate is an overnight interest rate at which banks borrow money from each other, and it's an interest rate fixed by the Federal Reserve and used to speed up or slow down the economy. So the Fed fund rate and the 30-year mortgage have varied as much as 0.5% in points over the last 10 years, and by as little as maybe 0.5% of a point in the same period of time. So if the Fed's plan to slow down the economy works, mortgage rates will go down, because slower economy means a stronger bond market. Investors want the security of the bond market. If the Fed's plan to slow down the economy does not work, then the bond market is dropping in trading price, because investors are interested in getting into the stock market for the higher return, and mortgage rates go up. So just a little bit about mortgage interest rates and how they work. I do want to give one more shout out for shopping interest rates. A lot of times you may think that shopping interest rates is going to be a benefit to you. Maybe looking at your mortgage consultant, the company that you're working with, having competitive rates prior to making an offer on a home. But I'll tell you, once your offer is accepted, you need to be in a position to move forward with the lender that you're going going to be working with. So anything that you want to do prior to contract is fine. But once you're under contract, you want to make a decision who you're going with. Now, looking at interest rates, again, working like the stock market, the bond market trades different every day. So if you're looking at what a rate would be today versus what a rate would have been on yesterday or tomorrow, it can be completely different. We've seen interest rates adjust by 0.5% within 2 days in the recent times. So it's really hard to be shopping for interest rates. You need to make a decision, move forward, and get your purchase contract going. Coming up next in the Money Hour, are you ready for year-end tax planning with Greg Nunn with Gregory S. Nunn & Company right here on 1150 AM KKNW after the short break.